Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Oh, you guys sound amazing this morning. Well, this is saying the steps. It's talking about exactly what we're talking about this morning. The steps of a good man, that's you and I, directed and established, so the instruction that God gives us. But look what it says. Because, you know, Moses said, you know, God started telling Moses all these instructions. He's like, hey, it's cool. I'll do what you want me to do, but I ain't doing it without you. Joshua said the same thing. I'm not going if you're not there. Look what it says here, because when I first read this, I thought that he busies himself was you and I. But he busies himself, it's a capital H. He busies himself, God busies himself with our every step. That means when we're moving forward, he's on the scene. That means every time that I keep taking steps in Christ, I start up in my prayer life, I go on a fast, I start tithing, I start giving offerings, whatever the step is for you, and there's always a step, there's always a next step, you know, there always is the path that he's leading us to and he's directing us to. It says that God will busy himself. You want God to get busy, you got to get busy. You want God to move, you need to move, right? When I move, you move, right? Come on. That's what God is saying to us this morning, right? That he's going to do something in our life. Yeah, so here's my thought to you is all of us need to be taking steps. So there are three things, the attributes of things, people that take next steps. And I want to give them to you real quick. First of all, it's prioritize. You got to have priorities, right? I just want to stop for a second on this holiday weekend and celebrate you. Come on a holiday weekend where you had to celebrate your in-laws and have all your family members, the ones you love and the ones you're praying for, right? The ones that get on your last nerves and the ones that you enjoy, right? That you did all that and you got here this morning because you made God a priority. I just want to celebrate you. Come on. Man. You fought that beautiful 80-degree weather, right? No, you did. You had that St. Louis, and you got here. Why? Because it's a priority. Thank you for making God a priority. Thank you online that you could be on Netflix, you could be scrolling through your feed, but you're locked in, listening to the Word of God, maybe traveling during the holidays. Thank you for prioritizing. People that take next steps are prioritizing, right? Another thing that they're doing, though, is they prioritize, but they also personalize. Come on, you hear a great word from Pastor, and it's just so powerful, and you're like, woo, that was for her. You're like, woo, that was for him. No, but when we hear the Word of God, it is for us. Right? It's talking. I mean, it's the Bible says that the Word is sharper than a two-edged sword, and it can be sharp sometimes, like, ouch. It can hit us right there, right? It's here to correct us, to challenge us, to strengthen us, to equip us, to empower us. The Word of God brings life to us. It's a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. Yo, we live and breathe and move and have our being through the Word of God. Yeah, the Word of God, it brings light to us. It brings strength to us. Yeah, so when we hear the Word of God, it's not for someone else. It's for us. Right? People that are taking their next step, they personalize. The third thing that they do is they practice. Oh, any Allen Iverson fans, practice, right? What are you talking about? Practice, right? But it's practice, practicing the Word of God, that we don't just hear it, but like Steve said, we're not just a hearer, but we're a doer of the Word of God, that we're going to apply it, that we're going to take something and go for it. The mission is not just, oh, that's their mission. It's our mission. Oh, it's personalized, right? And then it's, okay, I'm going to practice it today. I'm going to lead someone today. I'm going to do an act of kindness today. I'm going to be a part of that toy drive. I'm going to go get those toys. I'm going to go celebrate. I'm going to go help somebody. I'm going to bless somebody with Starbucks. I'm going to make a difference. You know, some of us get intimidated like we can't make a difference in the world, but we can make a difference in someone's world. Yeah. It starts in someone's world, step by step, right? So let me give you real quick. We're going to do five things real fast, but I want to give you five things, next steps to fulfill the mission. Is that all right? Everybody okay? All right, let's go to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. And let's, verse 16, let's read this real quick. It says, but Jesus often withdrew to the wilderness for prayer. Wow. He often withdrew. You know, Pastor always teaches us, if we don't come apart, we'll come apart. Meaning, if we don't get away, oh my goodness, then we're going to go away for a long time, right? We need that time, that solitude, that quiet time with the Lord. You know, another way that you could take a step is maybe for you, before you go digital, you get a devotional, right? Before you scroll through your feed, you feed your spirit. Before you get information, you get revelation, right? You start to allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life, the most dominant voice in your life, that he's the most priority, that the weather is not more important than the word, right? The weather can wait, but the word can't. Oh, that's important, because if we miss out on the first things first, our day can kind of already start to be a disaster. You know, about a year ago, my wife and I, we were on a trip. We're visiting family in Charlotte, and we were walking our son, and he was in a stroller, and we're walking, a beautiful day. We're just walking down, and we're in this neighborhood, and all of a sudden, we saw, like, we didn't necessarily know at first, but with these big creatures, like, coming near us, and then I realized, oh, that's a vulture. And y'all pray for me, because I'm a city boy and I know nothing about animals and farms. And, yo, like I'm on staff and it's an education every day when someone shares something to me. Like, oh, that's how that happens. Oh, all right, cool. You know, like, I'm so ignorant in this area that, you know, like, I don't even know how to play Farmville on Facebook. I know nothing about any of that. All right, I'm a city boy. Y'all pray for me. Okay. But I'm looking at me and Nikki, we're looking at my wife, we're looking at, and I'm like, this vulture's getting closer to us. And I'm just like, oh, this is not good. Like, and my wife says to me, can it come and attack us? Because it's coming really close. And I got my son, and I'm trying to be the protector. I'm trying to be the father. I'm like, well, I don't. So you know, I did it, what any smart millennial would do. I Googled it. I said, can a vulture attack a human being? Oh, y'all pray for me, all right? So it said this. It said that it only can attack what is dead. And I thought, it only can attack. It can attack a human being if the human being is dead. It can only attack anything that is dead. It only will eat and go after anything that is dead. And immediately, as soon as I read that, it's like I stopped and had a praise break right there in the stroller, right there, like, whoo, because I thought, my goodness. Every time I feed my spirit is alive. Doesn't matter what the enemy has plans for this week. Doesn't matter what the enemy has plans for this day. My spirit is alive. You can't touch me. Come on, I started walking with a little bit more of a little gangster lean, right, while this stroller, like, this vulture ain't gonna touch me, right? Come on, when we feed our spirit, and when we start to meditate, we've taken our next step for the day, and we're in the Word of God, and we, number one, designate time every day with God. Designate time every day with God. When we designate time with every day with God, the enemy's going to come in. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, it doesn't say if the enemy comes in like a flood. Oh, the battle's going to come. You're going to have those days, right? But it's not going to stop you. It can't touch you. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Come on, let's just give God some praise. We have the victory. We could overcome any obstacle. We could overcome any bill. We can overcome any problem. We all get them, But when we come alive in Christ, nevertheless I live, but Christ lives on the inside of me. It's not my day anymore, it's his day. It can't touch me, right? It can't come after me. It's his week. I've dedicated it to him. I came in the house of God. My week started today on Sunday, right? So God can move in my life. So number one, designate time every day with God, right? Our Bible time before our business, right? We need to know him more than yesterday. We need to know him today. There's fresh revelation, right? You know, there's meditation before manifestation. We want God to manifest? Let's meditate. Come on. Let's spend some time with God. All right, real fast, let me just go Romans chapter 12 just to solidify this point. Romans chapter 12, verse 11, I love this, and we're not going to read it all, but it says, don't burn out. We get stuck and we burn out when we don't fill ourselves. Look, it says, don't burn out. Keep yourselves fueled. We got to have a daily Bible plan. Well, Mark, I already have that. Let's take it up another level. Let's go. Let's do a little bit more. Let's grow a little bit more. Let's get a little bit better. Let's go a little bit further, right? Because we got to constantly keep taking steps. All right, number two, on next steps to fulfilling the mission. These are just a few. These are not all, but it's to discover your design. You know, it's just scripture reference. We don't have time to go there, but 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7 through 11 talks about our spiritual gifts. And then Exodus 31:3 is all about our vocational skills. But you know, in Growth Track 201, this is one of the things that we focus on in 201. And Pastor talked about it, he's been talking about it this past month, is we learn about our skills, we learn about our design. You know, we discover our design. We don't decide our design. If I would have decided, I would have been a little bit taller. Would have been a baller. Got the last one. But I say this to say is the reality is some of us are trying to decide our purpose. When Pastor was sharing with us, we discover our purpose and we discover our design. And in 201, we discover who God's called us to be. We discover what he's called us to do. We discover the skills. We had a lady, this was a few months ago. She came in 201 and she was crying in 201. And I was like, oh no, did we do something wrong? She was crying, but she was crying tears of joy. She was sharing with us that she had this great revelation that she's in the wrong occupation. She's doing the wrong thing because she doesn't have the skills for that, the abilities for that. So she said, will you pray with me? Will you pray that God puts me in the right position, in the right place? Because I need to get out of where I'm at and get in the right place. So we prayed after Growth Track. 3 weeks later, she comes and says, I applied for a job perfect with my skills. I'm making $20,000 more a year. All because she went to Growth Track. What? And discovered her design. And how many know, yeah, I've been through that. I took a couple tests, whatever. If you treat it like that, you know you're evolving and you're changing. When my personality is not the same it was 12 years ago. So things evolve and change based on mentorship and family history and people you're around. You know, things change with the circumstances of life. You evolve and you change, or you discover more skills that God has given you. So number two is discover your design. Number three is develop healthy relationships. Proverbs 13, verse 20 says, whoever walks with the wise will become wise. I don't know about you, but I want to become wise, right? If we're looking towards the new year and we want a new year and a new start, and we want to go to a new level and we want to be a new you, we need to find new friends. And that's not to insult the current friends, but with every new challenge, you need a new relationship. Let me encourage you. If you haven't already been in a small group, we just finished, we're starting next year in February, I would encourage you to put it on your next step list to get in a small group. You know, the person that says, I don't really want to go to the small group, the very reason that they have is the very reason they should be in a small group, right? Because we're better together. You know, and your life can't count till you get accountability. You need accountability of people that will help you and equip you and strengthen you, right? And we don't got to tell everybody our business, but one or two that can pray with us, believe with us. Look what this scripture says here in James chapter 5, verse 16. James 5, 16 says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Are you hurting this morning? Do you need the healing is a process. How many know that God heals the heart, but it's a process sometimes? And how many know that healed people, they heal people? Hurt people, they hurt people. Let me encourage you to get around some healed people that already been on the other side, that already had the battles in their marriage, that already had the battles in their finances, that already went through that divorce, that already went through that circumstance, that already had that situation, that they could pray for each other. And you know, there's no victory without vulnerability. Got to get vulnerable. Not with everybody, but with somebody. Somebody that loves you and cares for you. And that's what our small groups, they're safe. They're a place for you to get involved. I would encourage you. I know we're months away, but I would encourage you to put it on your to-do list. I would encourage you to make it a priority to be in a small group. And it's not just what they have to offer. It's what you have to offer. Because you have a story. You have something to help somebody else that they've been through. So that we don't have to do life alone. Let me give you this thought that, you know, a lot of us sometimes, we can come in and still be alone. A big church and still be alone. We can say hello. We can say welcome home. We can shake hands and still be alone. And the enemy will always work in the realm of isolation. He'll get you alone and he'll start to lie to you. You know, isolation invites illusion. Let me give you a perfect example. I was scrolling on social media, saw someone that went to Disney, and I was like, oh my goodness, they looked like they had an amazing time. I'm so happy for them. So then a week later, I seen them. I said, oh my goodness, how was your trip? You looked amazing. You guys looked, you're all smiling like you had so much fun. And they were like, Mark, you won't believe it. It was the worst trip ever. Social media didn't say it. When you're isolated, you see what everybody else is doing, and you're really not connected. And you start to invite illusions on how everybody has it better than you. Do you know that comparison is a destiny destroyer? And it's important that we don't compare, but that we get around others. And so, oh, you go through struggles too. I'm not alone. I just want to encourage you in this place that you're not alone and you don't have to do life alone. And I want to encourage you to get around a group of people, to get around us in a small group. We have online small groups we're launching next year. Get around people to connect. And I just encourage you that we're better together, that we want to pray for each other. We want to build each other up. Yo, I think it's important that we value relationships, yeah? Because it's a next step for us to fulfill the mission, which is to lead people to a God who's for them and help them discover his purpose for their life. Come on, praise break. Let's just give God some praise. All right, I got to hurry. So first, we talked about designating time every day with God. That's through a Bible plan. And then discovering your design. That's through growth track, getting in growth track. And then third is developing healthy relationships. Get in a small group. Get in Celebrate Recovery. Get in a group to get better, to add value, and to not do life alone. Point four is this, make a difference with a group. Y'all heard this before, but Deuteronomy 32:30 says one can put chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to flight. Come on, you're in a battle, you need a breakthrough, you just need another person. And the Bible says two or more gathered together in his name, there he is also. Where two or three get in agreement. Oh, we're in agreement today for breakthrough in our lives. We're in agreement for our future. We're in agreement for Christmas services. We're in agreement for the community and the toy drive. We're in agreement that we're going to be able to do way more than we've ever done through our legacy offering, that we're going to start with a big jump so that we could do more for the kingdom and lead people to God and help people know God and help people find freedom and help people discover their purpose. We're in agreement that all of us in this room, right, we're going to make a difference. Yeah. So how do we do that? We get a part of a team. So we make a difference with a group. It's a dream team. And you could ask. I'm not lying. I will introduce you to the people on one of my particular teams. And I've heard the nursery have the same thing. But some of our elite team members in the past year that are on our team have had promotions, like promoted a couple times. And they always say, you know what? I serve here. I learn here. I know one particular person that started taking our power phrases and giving it to their workers and empowering it and putting our mission and putting different things, our language, into their job, and it's impacting their job and promotion, and God's doing things outside the church, right? When we make the mission our mission, things begin to spread. We start learning things. We start growing. We have accountability. And we're not doing it alone because we're better together. Amen. When we get a part of something, we take action. We're not just ushering here. We're not just singing here. We're not just in the nursery. No, we're leading people to a God who's for them. In the hallway, I was talking to someone in between services, you know, right after our second service. And they were sharing how, Mark, I need to take my next step. I've been procrastinating. I'm going to grow track because I need to get in a dream team. I need to make a difference, and I'm going to stop procrastinating. I'm doing it next week. I'm going, and I'm going to do it, and I'm not stopping because I cannot be stagnant. Don't procrastinate. Don't be stagnant. Don't be anxious. The Bible says be anxious for nothing. But step out and let God use you and get a part of a group because you're better together. We're better together. All right, last point. Y'all good? All right, it's to dedicate your life to learning. Proverbs 1:5. My last scripture as a team comes out. Oh, this is awesome right here. Let the wise hear and increase and learning. Oh, this is so good right here, that we have an attitude to learn, to grow, to develop. We have an attitude, how can I get better? You know, actually being a lifelong learner and committing to learning is having a position or a posture, if you will, where you're humble, where there's humility. I heard someone say this before, be humble or be humbled. Oh, I think it's important that you and I, that we get humble before God. Yeah, that we don't let it just fly when we hear the word of God, that we don't just let it fly to someone else or go to someone else, but know that we prioritize and personalize and we practice. Yeah, and I think we have to personalize before we publicize because it means something more. If we're excited about church, and God's doing things in our life, and we're taking our next step, witnessing is easy. Sharing a card is easy. Inviting someone to church is easy. Why? Because we're taking our step. Don't be stagnant, right? But be a lifelong learner. Go back to that scripture. I love it. It says, let the wise hear and increase. Come on, we got to increase in learning. And we have opportunities here through our SCU and our college degree courses and the non-degree courses. And we have opportunities when you're on the dream team, you get an upper leadership, you start serving, you start reading books, and you start, what can I do better? See, when we make God's house a priority, he's then now working on the scene in our profession, in our occupation. He's working on the scene. You know, it's so amazing when you start thinking how you could do better for God. God starts working in your life, in your house, in your home, in your finances, in your friendships, in your relationships, in other areas of your life. He starts to just work and start. What is it all? Is when you're like, okay, God, I'm going to have that posture of humility. God, where can I grow? How can I get better? How can I take the next step? How can I be more like you? How can I be more Christ-like? Who can I invite to the 7 Christmas services we have? God, what would you have me to give in the legacy offering? What would you have me to do with the toy drive? How can I be a better leader? How can I be a better example? How can I be a better husband? How can I add value? God, I'm a lifelong learner. I want to increase in learning. I want to grow, so I humble myself. You know, the Bible says that he promotes those that are humble. He uplifts those that are humble. In fact, he says when we decrease, he'll increase. Let me encourage you in this house to take your next step, to not stop going after God. He loves you. He's for you. He has a plan for you. And if you continue to keep taking next steps, what he'll do is he'll enrich you. He'll empower you so we can fulfill the mission, which is to lead people to a God who is for them and help them discover his purpose for their life. I'm done. Can you give God some praise for his word?
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.